The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tonight on Nightly Pop.
I was literally checking you out earlier.
That wasn't staged at all. This girl in the audience just happened to have her own mic pack on. How did she get this? Did she bring that from home?
Yeah.
If you see me, please give me 6 feet.
I would be so pissed if I was out in public and I saw either of you hugging a stranger. I don't even get hugs, and I've worked with you for 3 years.
I will always see a photo of her in these shoes. I genuinely do not know how she is capable of doing this.
I've never seen Lady Gaga not in those. I'm starting to think that that's the shape of her foot.
I can't wait till you get in a relationship so you can shut up. I hope she hazes you like a freshman in college.
Slide into bed with us starting right now. America's favorite foreplay.
Yeah.
Yes. Very exciting. Nina, Hunter, and I are all reunited.
Oh, my God.
Everyone's
finally.
Happy.
So nice.
Finally. All right. Okay, let's jump in. Last night's Bachelorette Men Tell All was a chance at redemption, you guys. After saying Katie wasn't into his kissing, Connor got a steamy surprise from the audience.
Have you ever been told that you weren't a great kisser before? Or has this ever been a thing for you?
I went back home. I texted, like, 2 or 3 people I'd kissed in the past. And I was like, listen, am I a trash kisser? You gotta be honest with me. My ex said, no, I was a good kisser. It's just the connection. It's not just one person being a good kisser or not. It's about the connection.
Caitlin, so sorry to interrupt. I just want to say, Connor, that I watched you on the show and I just think you're absolutely adorable. I know that you can't be a bad kisser.
Let's find out. I was literally checking you out earlier.
I hate
that. That wasn't staged at all. This girl in the audience just happened to have her own mic pack on. How did she get that? Did she bring that from home?
Yeah,
How did we hear her so clearly? Was that that shot?
That was
the lighting was so good.
The lighting was very good. Definitely tested that lighting out beforehand.
Out of here.
Ridiculous.
That was a production assistant who was like, I'm getting a raise for this.
Oh, he was like, oh my goodness. His acting is as bad as his kissing.
It is.
I also love, the only part I do believe is that he was so embarrassed that he called his exes, because that's some shit a dude would do.
100%.
And then a dude would believe when his ex says, after he's being ridiculed by the world, an ex goes, no, you're a good.
Have you ever questioned if you were a bad kisser or a bad lover? Have you ever thought, ooh, maybe I suck.
Be humble.
Of course.
Have you really?
No.
No.
But I think if I'm with somebody who's got big lips, I'm a good kisser. That's all I need.
Okay, that's all you need.
With little lips, I don't know what
I'm
doing.
It is hard with smaller lips to get a good kiss, in my opinion.
Totally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You have to have similar sized lips. That's the only thing.
I don't have that problem.
No.
No, and I pay for mine, so it's fine.
Yeah.
Chemistry is a thing. There are people who probably don't think I'm a good kisser because it's hard for me because I'll sometimes feel like this is a good person on paper.
Right.
I'm gonna give it a try.
Right.
And then I'm like,
God.
I can't. It only happened one time. It's like one, and then it's just, I'm like, okay, bye. Mm-hmm. Like, it just, I can't do it.
Was
like,
it Hunter?
No, we would have. Listen, if me.
My little sailor over here. My little navy man. I'm sure he's a good kisser.
You're a sweet kisser.
Yeah, you learned to do that on the sea.
I'm a good kisser. Okay, what?
Let's, you just, I feel like once a month you come in here dressed like a sailor. I don't know what's up with it.
I love the look.
You do.
It's the
he
only,
loves it.
He does.
How come she's allowed to dress like she's singing Benny and the Jets? Okay. But as soon as I, as soon as I put on a striped shirt, I'm a character in a movie.
All right. Moving on from bad kissers, Lizzo has a PSA for people who are getting way too close to her. Whether you are vaxxed or not, you better respect her personal space.
If you see me, please give me 6 feet. If you see me and you know what's up, I'm not trying to be rude, but it will be because it's not you. It's me. I'm not trying to catch nothing. I don't even want to catch feelings, bitch. I love y'all. I can say I love you from a mile away. We can have a whole moment from 6 feet away. I do not want you in my personal space. Back, back. I ain't trying to catch no COVID today. Back, back. You get Lysol if you up in my face. Back, back. Give me distance, bitch. Get out of my face. Back, back.
That's a good song.
This is why Lizzo has people in her face, because she's so likable.
I want to give her a hug. I want to love her.
That's the thing, is that I think sometimes when you have someone like Lizzo, because some people seem not approachable, like someone like J-Lo, you probably would stay away.
Yep.
Because she seems just like, you know, she's cool. She's too cool for you.
Yeah,
Lizzo
yeah.
seems like someone you would have over to your house. So you want to go up to her.
Right. You want to tell her how much you love
her. I'm sure
her.
That happens to both of you guys out because of our show. And we talk about so much.
Yes.
People come up to you.
People are nonstop. It's crazy how much people
this show
come up to
really,
me. They're like, is Lonnie going to replace you personally full time?
This show has changed my life. You know, like, it's hard to go out in public without being recognized for this show. It's happened once in an airport.
Anyway, we also have to talk about how Lady Gaga manages to walk in these crazy high heels. She was spotted out in New York City wearing 9-inch platform heels without even a wobble or looking down. Okay, before I ask you the hard-hitting question we have, I think about this, honestly, probably every 2.5 weeks because randomly I will always see a photo of her in these shoes. I genuinely do not know how she is capable of doing this.
I know you're not talking Miss Louboutin every day.
You
wear Louboutins. And walk in them like they are sneakers.
I do, and that has taken me literally a lot of years to practice that. But these are not.
These are insane.
You could be paralyzed from these shoes.
I've never seen Lady Gaga not in those. I'm starting to think that that's the shape of her foot. And we're all giving her credit, but it dips down in the front like that.
Lady Gaga does not have show shoes. She has, like, these are her house shoes. I imagine she walks around and cleans and Swiffers in these.
I agree. I actually, that is probably exactly how she Swiffers.
This is how
I think you have to, right?
Yeah.
This is how I know men are not as strong as women, because even walking around in these,
that's just aren't running shoes.
It's so true.
It hurts. Men can't.
Have you ever been out with a guy and like you're out at like a dressy dinner or whatever, and he's like, oh, these shoes are pinching me, and he complains all night.
Men complain so much more. Men are so much weaker than women.
It's unbelievable.
It really is. I've noticed it more and more as I get older.
So much. You know, I saw a meme the other day that was like, women, you know, 1 week you're on your period, then you're ovulating.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
It's absolutely.
Like we really only get like a week and a half to ourselves.
100%. Then you push out a baby, and then your thyroid's all trust me.
Because the week before your period, you're PMSing.
There you go.
Then you're on your period.
And by the way,
then
starving.
Then you ovulate after.
Yeah, starving. Also,
we get one week to ourselves.
But just to be fair, the one thing you guys don't have to deal with, women. And that'll do it to you.
Wow,
and that is how I turn the audience against me.
The crew got real quiet. All the men in here were like, holy shit.
There's some dude who watched that joke and giggled, and he's in trouble.
He is not having a good night.
You can make these reckless jokes because you're single. I can't wait till you get in a relationship so you can shut up.
I pray to God we are still doing this show by the time you get into a relationship.
Yeah.
I think about it all the time. When you are going to get sensitive about things, we can't
say certain things to you. And I hope she hazes you like a freshman in college.
Oh, you're going to ask us not to bring things up? Oh, I can't wait to torpedo your ass sideways.
Bring it up.
We'll see.
I don't give a f-
There'll be so many meetings.
You don't have anybody right now, that's why.
Bring her up. Bring her up, huh? Find me somebody.
Oh, man. All right.
So ridiculous.
Okay, we have to take a break. Coming up, why hundreds of celebrities are getting banned from this guy's house. Plus, a reality star shot at love gets flushed down the toilet. That's next.
Woo! Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So bad news for some of Hollywood's biggest stars. They've been banned from this random guy's house, you guys. I know. A neighbor shared this super long list posted on his door. But what did Hilary Swank, Alfonso Ribeiro, and Shania Twain ever do to him?
So this person on Twitter, their relatives are in like a feud with this neighbor. And so they took a picture of his door.
Right.
And this door has all of these random people on it. Alfonso Ribeiro, Chicago people.
Right.
Liv Tyler? What did Liv Tyler do?
Liv Tyler did nothing wrong.
Ever in her life.
She's an angel.
Neve Campbell?
Jennifer Aniston, Dr. Phil McGraw is not allowed.
It looked like this.
That one makes sense.
Dr. Phil and Robin.
Don't bring Robin into it. You can't bring Robin into it.
Of all those people, though, Dr. Phil could my life pretty easily, you know? He could point some stuff out and then I'd be ruined, so I don't want him in my house.
That's true. He does read. He reads. Yeah.
Why did he ban everybody in Chicago?
I think we should be on this list.
Oh, he will definitely put us on this list today.
I'm upset we're not. That would mean we were relevant.
It was kind of like the list of the people they auditioned for Dancing with the Stars. That's what it felt like. Every year.
No, there were some A-listers on there.
No, there was a lot of A-listers.
He banned Jay-Z and Beyonce.
And Jennifer Aniston.
He has a question mark on Ben Affleck.
Because he's not sure. Is he there or is he not? Maybe it's like if Ben comes with J-Lo, he's allowed. But if without J-Lo, not allowed.
Poor Hilary Swank. She doesn't do anything to anybody.
On last night's Below Deck Mediterranean, David accidentally set off the ship's fire alarm. He stunk up the bathroom, but his attempt to hide it only made things worse.
What's that?
It's a fire alarm.
Sprayed so much CO2 in the...
No way.
Anyone know why the fire alarm went off?
I have Prashna. Me.
Oh, now the whole boat knows.
It's bad enough to set off a fire alarm on the boat. It's another thing to have to explain it in front of the girl I'm attracted to. But you know what? Shit happens.
Ooh, this is so uncomfortable.
I hate knowing about body stuff that smells. Don't tell me.
I tell you all the time.
I grow up.
All the time.
Have to grow up.
You just said this is uncomfortable.
It's uncomfortable to have a conversation with your crush, but like they're on a boat. Like people are gonna
Yeah, it can happen.
Like you're on a boat.
It can happen. I like to just pretend that it didn't come from
So you're one of those guys.
Oh my God,
women don't have bowel movements.
He's been that guy for 5 years.
I don't tell people, like when I'm in a relationship, I'm very good. I don't want them smelling me.
We went into smell mode.
How are you really in a relationship? You live together, you're around each other all the time. Like you're gonna know they're human beings.
Well, they piss and they
That sounds like what my dog does.
Like, it's not a big deal to me.
It's not a huge deal
to
me.
You are cool.
Look at you. You're itching over there. What's wrong with you?
I just...
In your last relationship... Okay, so we keep it very... Like, I'm very vocal about it, but I keep it very separate at the same time, right? So, like, if we have routines where, like... He will go somewhere completely different, and I will go somewhere completely
different. Morgan, you've had a whole baby.
Yes,
you've had a whole baby.
Still,
he's seen everything.
No, but I can't do that. And I even kind of reserve the peeing for like.
What? Let me tell you something. Y'all are living in a whole nightmare.
But you also, reserve the peeing for
like,
what?
Like I just kind of do it on my own time. Like I.
On your own time.
Yeah.
What does that even mean?
Meaning, like my bathroom time is separate.
You know what? You guys need to free yourselves.
But here's the problem. I don't have room, Nina. I've already screwed up one marriage. I have to make this one continue.
I'll say for me personally is all of that stuff, all the body parts, I think of as fun, you know? It's all toys. I don't like to also acknowledge the fact that there's gross stuff happening at the same time.
Oh, okay, because women are objects.
No. I'm saying it's fun. Like, my body parts are toys for them too.
Do you want me to move on? How do you want me to help you?
I think this whole segment got cut.
Yeah, all right. It's, yep, agreed. I'm glad we're on the same page. All right, you know we can't get enough of Love After Lockup on WeTV. In the latest episode, Deontay and Nicole go on a double date, and that's when he learned she was very active in prison.
My friend might come tonight.
What friend?
Her name's Sia.
Have you slept with her?
That bitch ain't never hit me with a strap. Know that. She my mother. I was in prison with Tia.
How many times did you do the nasty in prison? You got
the chicks that I in prison?
Yes.
All right, hold on. Six, and I was dating four of them. Y'all was getting too invasive in my privacy.
It's invasive. You answered everything.
And said how many people you did it with and who you were dating.
She goes, I have a friend who's going to come by. Do you guys mind? And the other guy goes, you f***er?
Yeah.
That's such an abrasive question it's to launch like, in with.
It's so, ugh.
He seems like a nice guy, though.
Does he? Yeah.
He seems like a nice weirdo.
He does. Yeah. Doesn't he buy her stuff?
Whatever Deontay gets, he deserves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? And also, like, you can't really talk about what somebody did in prison. It's a whole different world. People do things that they would never think they would do.
Oh, man.
You can't equate that to real life.
No.
Because it's a whole different world. You're going to go into prison, and, you know, when you inevitably go, you're going to do some things that you didn't expect to do.
Oh, he'd do it quickly, too.
For sure.
You're hanging on to the first man's pocket that walks by.
I'm grabbing pockets. I'm grabbing lunch trays. I'm giving everybody my food. I say, I don't need to eat.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
I think it'll be good. Do you guys remember that scene? This reminds me of the scene in Shawshank Redemption when Morgan Freeman has six boyfriends. You guys remember that one?
We have to take another
break.
You're
already dressed like a little prisoner, Elvis.
Yeah.
This is Jailhouse Rock for sure. This is Jailhouse Rock.
He's like on the top coming down the steps. Oh, man. We have to take another break. But coming up, Evil Twins and Psychotic Weddings. We are playing Guess the Twist Soap Opera Edition.
Yeah.
Legally, we can't say all soap opera writers are high on toad venom, but they really come up with some f***ed up storylines. So let's play Guess the Twist. Okay, the rules are simple, obviously. I'm going to show you guys a screenshot. You guess what's causing their reaction. You get it. It's easy. Okay, you got it?
Yes.
Okay, good. Just want to make sure. First up, these wedding guests on NBC's Days of Our Lives. What are they reacting to, okay? Really think about this. A, the groom's mistress confessing that she's pregnant. B, a bitch slap during the ceremony. Or C, a jealous ex pulling out a gun.
Oh, a bitch slap.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead. That's the one I didn't think it was.
Really?
Because I think a bitch slap is more of a,
you know? There was that.
But there was also some calmness. So I'm going to go ahead and say it's, hey, look at that girl on the right. Maybe that is bitch slap.
Yeah,
that's bitch slap on the right.
You can't change your answer.
Okay. Yeah, it's too late. I haven't picked yet. I'm going to go ahead and say it's Days of Our Lives. It's C, someone pulled out a gun.
Okay, let's find out who's right. Roll the clip.
No one's going to believe a word out of your lying mouth. I'll show them how you're out.
Teeth in the bouquet. Is that how your wedding went?
By the way, no. Thank God. Thank God. You were right.
I know what reaction to a slap when I see one.
I feel like we also haven't played a game in a long time. You do always lose the game. Next one you can answer first.
Okay.
See if you get it right, okay?
Yeah, good luck.
No, excuse me. No.
I'm going to go out right now.
We don't do pity things around here.
It's true, and he loses
every time. You get it how you live.
Fine. A C is what I pick. C.
You pick C.
I picked it first anyway.
Okay. Let's see.
You don't even know what the clip is.
I guarantee you I'm right. The last one was B, this one's C.
Okay, we'll see. Next, we have CBS's General Hospital. Liam is upset with his wife after learning something very upsetting. Is he reacting to A, his wife possibly cheating on him, B, his mother-in-law trying to poison him, or C, someone else is the father of his child?
Damn, I would say C.
Yeah, too bad. I already picked it.
Why can't we pick the same one?
No.
Because you can't.
Nina, I wouldn't choose that.
I'm going to say A.
I'm going to go with D.
No.
He realizes he's not Chris Pratt, and that's why he's on Days of Our Lives.
All right.
Oh, my God. This is the poor man's Chris Pratt.
He's actually kind of cute.
He's been on this show for like 30 years.
Wow.
God.
He's been on since he was a kid.
All right, Jesus. Let's find out who's right.
You said it yourself how much the mannequin looks like me. That is what you saw. The mannequin, not me.
Wait, are you, no, you're kidding me right now. You're saying that—
It was Thomas you saw, yes, but I wasn't here. Thomas wasn't kissing me.
No, no, no. Thomas was kissing the mannequin?
Yes.
Well, that's not fair. We cut it right before the mannequin said, oh, by the way, not your kids, those are my kids, you know?
Whatever, I win again.
You win again, damn, and you got to choose it first.
And you win first.
Damn.
You nut.
You nut.
Hey, I don't mind that nickname.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. All right, and last, we have CBS's The Bold and the Beautiful. Maxie decides to invite a surprise visitor to help cheer up her friend Lulu.
Okay.
So who is Lulu reacting to? A, a long-lost relative. B, a serial killer. Or C, a high-ranking military officer.
A serial killer.
Okay.
If anybody knows a serial killer, it's this guy.
True.
Okay, great. I'll choose long-lost relative.
Okay. Let's play that clip.
You set this up. There's no way that's who's at the...
What?
Maxie, my dear.
Colonel Sanders?
It's
what's going on?
To see you again. It's been a minute.
That what? It has. I'm so happy you could join us. Come on in.
Is that Xenon?
Who's your friend?
Holy...
Lulu Falconeri.
She changed.
Lulu, this is the Colonel Harlan Sanders.
How'd you do?
Your chicken is so... What's the word I'm looking for?
Crispy.
What's happening?
Why? What is going on?
No, damn the gay. Damn the gay. What the f- is happening on this show?
I was joking when I said Colonel Sanders, and that's him.
Why?
You were joking when you said Colonel Sanders. Who the f- else is that tan with that white hair?
Why is he in the show? Was that a sponsor?
Correct. It was. And that is what's that man's name? George. George Hamilton.
That's George Hamilton.
That's George Hamilton, the tan man. There you go.
I thought that was Mario Lopez.
But guess what? You're both wrong, so Nina wins.
Yeah, I just want to make this clear right now. Woo! By the way, he's a serial killer for sure. Okay? He's a colonel. He did some in the war and taunting him.
This is very strange.
He kills more people.
This is very strange.
Just producers, moving forward, we care too much about winning, Nina and I, for you guys to do a bit. You know?
What?
Let us win the game.
First of all, if I win or lose, this is all for fun. Maybe you care.
Nina and I both equally care. I care a little bit more.
We're gonna end before he gets too crazy.
Can we stop before Colonel Sanders walks in here?
Yeah, by the way, can't wait till that happens. That's gonna be Hunter's Halloween costume. All right, we are out of crazy twists and turns, thank God. But we'll see you guys tomorrow night. So set your DVRs. Bye.